Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And I've got a question for you today. Have you ever felt like something inside of you was just off? And like, even when everything on the outside looked fine? Or maybe what if you're, if that feeling was your, you know, what would you think if maybe that feeling was your soul trying to get your attention? Well, I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino. I'm a nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're going to talk a little bit about the frequency of your soul today on our episode. So, you know, those questions, you know, you've been pondering that and you're just feeling like, you know, now what? You know, let's take a little dive deeper into this. So, what is the nature of soul frequency? What we need to remember that each one of us is so uniquely different. You're not the same. You're not wired the same way as anybody else. You are an individual and you have an essence, a frequency, and a vibration. And it cannot be replicated or cloned because it's so unique and it's like your energetic fingerprint of your essence. So it's just like you could just as unique as our fingerprints are from person to person, there's no two people who have the same fingerprints. Same idea with our soul and our soul frequency and vibration. And one thing we have to remember, too, is that our frequency is beyond our personality, beyond our roles, beyond our titles. How often do we hide behind, oh, you know, like I'm a nurse practitioner or I'm a physician or I'm a mom or I'm a nurse or I'm a finance person? That's like a role that or a title that we give ourselves, but that is not who we truly are at a deeper vibrational level. What I want to remind you is that our soul's vibration is constant, yet our awareness of it can fade into the noise of daily life. So it's like we become lost in the external noise and the chaos of what's happening around us. Sometimes it's hard to really know who we are unless we have the awareness, first of all. And when we are aware, this is when you could change and do something different. Okay. What I'll tell you is that your soul's vibration is constant, yet your awareness of it can fade in the noise of daily life. So how do we really embrace that? How do we really get in touch with who, our soul's essence and allow ourselves to lead from that aspect of ourselves versus all the hats that we put on as we are doing in the world? So it's just like the hats are the modality of what we do, whereas our essence and our soul's essence is how we are being. Okay, two different modalities. I remember a long time ago, I was doing some personal growth work with an organization called PSI, People Synergistically Involved. And I remember one, and this goes back like 25 years ago. I remember that one of the facilitators came up to me and she said, "How are you being?" And I was just like, I was in a conundrum because I was telling her how, what I was doing, it wasn't being. And now, you know, flash forward 25 years later, I really get the whole idea. It's a feeling, it's a vibration, it's a frequency. It's so different from what you are doing. It's like how you show up in the world. It's like how you, before you even step into a room, people could feel your presence. That's your essence, okay? And you know, just to drive that home a little better, it's like, just like a radio station, when you're tuned in clearly, the music of your soul is harmonious. When you're out of tune, static or distortion takes over. So just imagine our soul's essence like a radio station. We really want to fine tune it so there's no static, no distortion, and we are aligned. This is so important. And this is, I believe, where we are going in humanity's evolution. This is the aspect of us being able to see the truth in other people. As far as their vibration and frequency, you're going to be able to discern who's lying, what's real, and what's, you know, not real. So it's really about fine-tuning us as an instrument, but also being so dialed into who you are. Your discernment is all part of that aspect. So you're going to be able to make the right choices for you in the grander scheme of things. This is where you become more certain in your life, no matter how much uncertainty is whipping around you externally. Okay. So, and we are in a time where there is wicked chaos happening around us. Just, you know, I love the expression, and one of my mentors said this to me last fall. You know, there's really nothing for us to do right now but just to sit in our lounge chair, pop the popcorn, and watch the show. So it's like being an observer of what's going on, because when you start putting your energy and power into, you know, or reacting or getting triggered by what's going on, guess what? You are actually feeding that monster and creating more and more of it. So when you're able to observe from a non-reactive place, maybe, I don't know if you want to call it detached, but you're observing what and witnessing what's happening, it makes it so much easier for you to not give up your inner peace and serenity. So how does your soul frequency communicate with you? And I think this is something that people are going to maybe not really know, but it's through your intuition. It's those quiet nudges or gut feelings that guide your choices. It's like trusting that inner wisdom that's there. We have been programmed in our culture that listening to that voice within ourselves is not correct, not right. This was the old paradigm of the Piscean Age, and we're now moving into the Aquarian Age. And where external forces were controlling us more so than now, where it's like we step into our power and take our power back. So it's learning how to trust your intuition, giving it a voice, and allowing yourself to be guided by that, because you will make the right choices for yourself. And it's not going to matter what is on the external or what society is telling you what you should do in order to be a member of, you know, the culture club or whatever that is. But it's like learning how to make the right choices for you, not your neighbor, not your spouse, not your kids, not your parents, not society, but for you. And we're going to be seeing more and more opportunities for this to come through and for us to step into our power. When you are learning how to trust your intuition, you are actually in the present moment right here, right now, because that's all there is. We create the next moment in this present moment by how we're acting and what we're focusing on. So when we are also in the present moment, this is where you're able to feel and experience your emotions. And emotions are really important. Also, our society has really given emotions a bad rap, feeling like we've been, you know, in the United States, it's like, suck it up, buttercup, you know, don't let people see your emotions, because that's your failure, that's your weakness, and that's where they're going to come in. And I'm going to invite you to look at it from a different perspective. Your emotions are your inner barometer. So feel your emotions. And I know some people label them as good or bad. They're just expressions of energy. Yes, some of them are more comfortable than others. Some of them are more enjoyable than others, but yet they're all emotions. These are what makes us human, is having the experience of emotions. Did you know that people line up to come to have a life on Earth because this is where you get to experience your emotions? You actually need to have a human body in order to experience the emotions. So often when we start dipping our toe into the pool of emotion, we start maybe like getting a little scared. We retract. We partially experience that emotion. And guess what? When we don't continue to move through the process of experience that emotion, it's energy. That energy will get trapped someplace in your energy field. And over time, when you continue to do that time and time again, you're going to create something. It's going to move from your energy field into your physical body and create something. Now, that's a very simplified version of how it happens, but this is what happens. So feel what's going on, because you're about to learn about having a relationship with your physical body. Trust the wisdom and the knowledge that you're getting, because you're in partnership and you're creating a relationship. And when you're able to dial this in together and be aligned with what your inner aspects of yourself, your essence is going to be so aligned and pure. This is where the synchronicity is going to happen in your life. Those magical moments when the universe seems to place people, opportunities, and signs directly in your path, because you're going to be able to see them. They're going to be right there for you instead of missing the opportunity. So when we think about, you know, signs of misalignment, you know, this is like what I label as everything looks good on paper, but something is missing. Okay, it's like you're feeling unfulfilled. You feel maybe hollow, maybe even stuck. Maybe there's a sense of, you know, confusion, lack of clarity, or repeating the same challenges. Whatever that is, sometimes we need to have a pause and just to sit with what's going on and feel everything, because there's a reason for that. When that misalignment comes up, it's an opportunity for us to dig deeper as to why this may be happening. Sometimes we're just pulled in so many directions that we don't have enough to give ourselves. And it's really about boundaries and actually putting ourselves first, so that we can give from the overflow of our cup instead of from the cup itself, and it'll deplete. So, you know, if you're liking what you're hearing today on our show, I invite you to subscribe, like, or leave a review on your favorite platform. Share the episode with somebody who could benefit. By doing that, we're actually helping each other out. So we're getting ready to go on our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about the frequency of your soul. So when we come back, we'll take a deeper dive into the gifts of alignment with your soul frequency. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about the frequency of your soul today on our episode. So, you know, I have another question for you. You know, what is one area of your life where you feel most disconnected right now? I know I could name one for myself, and I'm just letting you know that we all go through stuff, okay? We're going to constantly be going through stuff and reinventing ourselves, so it's not a one and done. We're on a personal evolution and growth opportunity aspect, and, you know, sometimes it's very cyclical. I'm going to say it's like an upward spiral. It's like you go one loop and you're up on a higher vibration, and it's almost the same thing, and it's not another higher vibration. It's like we're getting themes and variations of things that we thought maybe we have handled, but we get to look at it from a different aspect. So really think about what areas in your life that you're feeling disconnected from right now. So when you feel disconnected, one of the things you could do is give yourself the gift of alignment with your soul frequency. So having clarity, we talk a lot about clarity, and I think it's such a unique topic. And I think it's multifold in definition. When we have clarity, it seems like everything is aligned and it's in the flow. When we have clarity, our decisions feel easier because we're guided by resonance, not fear. So that's a real important thing to remember, okay? Right now, it's so easy to dip into the pool of fear because there's a lot of stuff going on externally, okay, to lure us into the fear mongering. And it's not about focusing on the fear, because you don't want to focus on it, because like law of attraction, whatever you focus your attention on, you're going to create more and more and more of that. And you'll be creating it rapidly. So I'm going to invite you, instead of focusing on fear, just say this: what would love do? What would love do in this situation? Also, the flow, when we are aligned with our soul frequency, we're in the flow. It's like, I love the definition, and you could do the visual too, going down a river and the oars are up and you're just kind of going through the rapids and just enjoying it and bobbing it through it. Whereas when you're in resistance, you're putting in the paddles and trying to, you know, prevent yourself from going down the, down the river. But what you really need to do sometimes when we're in the flow, this is where the opportunities and synchronicities naturally appear without force. It's like what I mean by that, it's like you don't have to make something happen. It's already there for you. It's happening. You have more peace in your life too. You experience calm even during challenges because you're rooted in your truth. So when you feel like you bounce out of your inner peace, these are where we're getting triggered possibly. And it's an opportunity to go deeper within yourself as to why your inner peace is being disturbed by this trigger, because it's never what you think it is. That's just the trigger. What really is going on beneath the surface is another time and place where there was a matching frequency, okay, of what you're being triggered by that is still running your show energetically. So when you're able to tap into deep within yourself and really learn how to trust the information that you're getting, and sometimes it's as simple as sitting with what you're experiencing and just sitting there, when you're aligned, it's like you're going to get the answers rather quickly. And it's like flipping light switches. It's that quick. When you're also aligned, it's like you are, you know, aligned with your soul frequency. You're going to have more vitality. Your body's going to feel more energized as your soul energy flows freely. There's no restrictions. There's no resistance. It's flowing through you. And most importantly, you're going to have great connection. Your relationships are going to deepen because you're showing up more authentically than you possibly ever have. Okay. So it's all about the alignment. So as we continue to work on aligning ourselves and being the best version of ourselves and asking, you know, when we're triggered, what would love do? Just see what happens with that, because I love it when people start to make things their own. It's like, yes, I could talk about this and share experiences, but until you do this yourself and make it your own, that's where it'll be a game changer for you. So I just invite you to, you know, possibly try that out and see how it fits for you. So some interference that blocks your frequency. We talked about this, external noise. Like people say you should be this, the influencers on there on social media. There's a lot of cultural stuff. There's societal conditioning, yada, yada, yada. I had to crack up. I was at my part-time job that I still assist in surgery up in Orange County in California. And one of the nurses, he's a new dad and his wife is from a different culture and newly immigrated here to the United States. And they just had their first baby. So she's trying to do baby care and she's looking at what is posted on Instagram from these, you know, these, what do you want to call it? Influencers that don't know their, excuse me, from their elbow. And it's just like she's taking information and things from there that make no sense at all. So that's kind of interesting. It's just like we need to teach people what is proper and what's not. And following somebody on social media who probably isn't wiser than anybody is just they have a whole nother set of agenda, and it's they're an influencer, but an influencer of what? I always had a problem with that. It's like you're a social influencer because you're going to follow everybody's going to follow you off the cliff as you jump. I mean, seriously. So there's a lot of external noise, but And what we may need to do is just put our phones away and turn off the electronic stuff for a while, because there's so much external noise. It's like that bauble out there, that shiny thing that gets our attention, that we take away from ourselves and that wisdom that is within us, on, you know, that is our sovereign right and who we are. We ignore that. So sometimes we may have, you know, that's external noise. There might be internal noise too. So when you have internal noise, it's like the self-talk. Okay. We've talked about this on my show before. It's like, what are you saying to the quiet of yourself in your mind? We have a tendency to not be so kind to ourselves and judge and criticize ourselves. Maybe we're carrying over limited beliefs from past experiences, or we fear being authentic because we're not going to be liked. God forbid, you know, newsflash, not everybody's going to like you, and that's okay. But yet we've been traumatized from that. And maybe it's about the unhealed trauma and suppressed emotions, that it's time to bring those up, to make peace with them energetically so that they come to neutrality, so you're able to have more quiet internally. And then treat yourself as if you were the adult that you wish you had when you were a child. Treat yourself as if you're parenting your inner child. Like, you know what, you're a good person, you're lovable, and I just am going to focus on self-compassion right now, because that's an energetic frequency that vibrates way higher than judging and criticizing. So you could also say, what would love do? But also just focus on the word self-compassion, because that's a frequency and it doesn't take much effort. It's just the focusing on the word and feeling the word and allowing that vibration to lift you up. It's really that simple. So just remember that the internal noise and the external noise, these are layers that act like static, making your true soul signal harder to hear. So how do we clear that interference and retune? Becoming still, maybe doing meditation, which we're going to do in our next segment to put it all together for you. You know, being out in nature. And, you know, if you're able to just sit in nature and, you know, if you don't have a yard, go to a park, or if you live close to water, go to water and just listen to the earth, okay, the sounds of nature, the water, the wind, the heat from the sun or the cool from the sun. It's very important, because the earth vibrates at its own healing frequency and helps reset yours. We talk a lot about earthing and going barefoot, so important, because it grounds you. It brings you into your body in the present moment, right here, right now. Sound and music's really important. I love 528 Hertz. You could go onto Google and Google 528 Hertz, and there's numerous, I would say, multi-hour programs and playlists that you could listen to, and just listen to that in your background. It helps immensely to lift your spirits up. You know, journaling and creativity, that's allowing an extension of yourself to be coming out into the world. And it's allowing you to free up some real estate within your physicality, your emotional, mental and energy bodies as well. And, you know, we talk about self-compassion a lot. So just be compassionate to yourself. And when you have more self-compassion, you are going to radiate that as well in your essence. So we're going to go on our next break. And when we come back, we're going to just talk about living from your soul frequency and then do a guided meditation to kind of tie it all together. So you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And remember to like and leave a reference or a referral on your favorite platform, because we love to share the wisdom that you're learning here. So we always like to share with other people, because when we benefit, other people benefit as well. So stay tuned and we'll talk to you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And if you're really liking what we hear today, just, you know, reach out to us and give us a like on your favorite listening channel. And we, you know, if you are kind of stuck and wanting some inspiration and even some coaching, just reach out to me Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com, because I'm actually very good at helping people clear out the energy that's blocking them and to allow them to really recapture and reconnect with their soul's essence. So stay tuned for that as well. So, you know, before break, we were talking about how to clear interference and retune so you could become more aligned with your soul's essence. And, you know, we talked about meditation and self-compassion. And, you know, I think it's a real great idea if people were to take this on as a little project for themselves. And I'm going to challenge you. How about living from your soul frequency? Okay, this is, might be something new for people, you know, because we think that, okay, we're living life here, but this part of me is separate. I'm going to invite you to blend the two together, because I feel this is where the magic comes in, and this is how you become your true, authentic, and real self, more so than you've ever been, ever. So when you live from your soul frequency, your choices become heart-centered rather than fear-driven. Remember, focus on love, focus on what love would do, and focus on self-compassion, okay? Trust life's timing and stop forcing outcomes. I can't tell you how often people are always thinking that they need to be doing something instead of just allowing things to happen naturally. I think our society has programmed us to thinking that if we're not constantly in motion, you're a non-productive member of society. And I'm going to call bullshit on that, because we are productive members of society. And sometimes it's the timing factor that needs to be aligned that sometimes we have no control over. Okay. So learn how to trust in the timing and just do you, and work on becoming the best version of yourself. Also, your presence becomes healing to others. You know, all you need to do sometimes is just show up, and people could feel your vibration and frequency. And, you know, maybe people have said to you, you know, I knew you were here. I could feel you. I feel better that you're here. They will feel you. You also embody your authenticity, and you're no longer dimming your light to fit in. So that always has a lot to do with, okay, am I going to be liked or not? Is it going to be perfect or not? Embody your authenticity, because remember, you are a unique fingerprint and there's nobody else like you. And yes, you're not going to be popular with everybody. And guess what? It's okay. Because maybe they're not your peeps. Okay. So surround yourself with like-minded people with the same essence and vibration of authenticity. And remember, life becomes less about doing and more about being. This is where we are heading. When you're allowing yourself to be, this is where you are in the flow of your life. This is where you go down the river of life, and you're going to have those serendipitous moments that we think are miracles, but that's just the natural flow of who we are and what our worth is, okay? So with that in mind, we're going to tie it all together and do a guided meditation. I love this part of my show, because this is where we get to put together what we kind of talked about didactically into an experiential process, where you could have that experience and begin to make it yourself, your own. So I just invite you to just, you know, find a nice quiet place and sit comfortably, close your eyes, and take 3 deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, imagine roots extending from the soles of your feet into the earth, anchoring you in stability and presence. And with each exhale, you may release any tension into the earth. Mother Earth is the greatest recycler. She knows how to hold and transmute those tensions that you're releasing. So now bring your hand to your heart center. With each inhale, imagine you're breathing into your heart space. With each exhale, feel your heart softening, opening, and expanding. Visualize a soft glowing light inside your heart. This light is your soul frequency? And just see this light beginning to shimmer and pulse, almost like a gentle wave or a sacred song. Notice how it feels. Warm, cool, vibrant, peaceful, or resonant. Just allow your mind to quiet and simply observe. You are not making it happen. You're remembering what's already there. And just imagine around this glowing light are wisps of static, like fog or heavy shadows. With each breath, see these layers dissolve. Inhale clarity and exhale interference. The more you breathe, the brighter and clearer your soul frequency shines. Allow this luminous vibration to expand through your chest, filling your entire body. Every cell begins to hum in resonance with your true soul's vibration. Just feel this energy radiating outward through your body into the space around you until you are surrounded by a field of pure harmony. In this stillness, ask silently, "Dear soul, what do you most want me to know right now?" Allow the images, feelings, or words to gently arise without judgment. Trust that whatever comes through is perfect for this moment. Slowly bring your awareness back to your breath. Wiggle your fingers and toes, returning gently to the present. Just carry the vibration of your soul frequency with you as you move back into your day, clearer, lighter, and more aligned. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're going to segue on to our last break of the episode, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we return, we'll wrap it up for the episode.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have a question to ask you guys. You know, if you're having a tough time maneuvering through your life right now, you're not alone. And just know that there's help out there for you. I'm very good at helping people unravel the energetic discord that may be interfering with their soul's alignment. So come join us. Come go visit my website and look under sessions. And you could reach out to me at Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. And I would be happy to work with you and support you on your awakening journey. So, you know, we've been talking about the frequency of your soul today on our show. And, you know, I love these questions that, you know, that kind of make you, you know, kind of stop you in the track and make you really tune into what's going in your life. So, you know, what might shift in your life if you learn to tune in more fully to your soul's vibration? That's just something for you to check out because, you know, maybe it's more than you think. It's like, you know, and it may be something really simple. So, you know, if anything today, just know that you're not alone and you are on your journey. So, some takeaways from today. Your soul has a unique frequency that serves as a compass for your life's direction. Remember, you are as unique as your fingerprints. There is nobody else like you. And thank God they broke the mold after you were born, because why would they want another person like you? That would be boring, right? Disconnection from this frequency, okay, our unique frequency, often shows up as stress, confusion, and maybe even illness. So when we become more aligned with who we are and ourselves, we have more of a tendency to tap into our innate healing wisdom, which is there for us in our medical team. And I speak of this as a healthcare practitioner because we have a medical team within us, and that might be another topic for another show, that is unique to us and what we're wired into as far as what we experience in our lifetime and how we could heal ourselves. I know that's kind of controversial with Western medicine, but it's the truth. Also, When we align with our soul's frequency, it creates flow, peace, and synchronicity. And if you doubt that, I invite you to play with it, because until you have an experience, you're going to be a doubting Thomas, and that's the last thing you want to be doing. So make it your own. I love it when skeptics are like, well, yeah, that isn't true. Well, you know what? It's more true than you know. So make it your own. Have that experience so you could say, yep, it does work. Lastly, you know, or not quite lastly, stillness, nature, and sound are gateways to clearing interference. Also, mindful activity is a gateway to get into yourself. So anything that you can do to increase that possibility of connection, the better you're going to be able to tap into the frequency of your soul. And living from soul frequency empowers you to embody your authentic truth unapologetically. So it's about you being you no matter what people are saying. It's about you standing up for yourself and walking in your energetic power and truth. It's not about faking it till you make it. It's about you showing up in your true authenticity and embracing that. Because when you try to fake it till you make it, people will still feel that energy. So it's about really diving deeply into ourselves and into our wisdom that is with us, that frequency of our soul. I love it that I love to have a, I call it my daily board meeting with the CEO of me. Okay. So I sit in meditation and I meet with the board of me and we kind of go over our agenda of what we need to do for the day. And it doesn't have to be proper like that. It could, but I joke about it. So it's like I'm having a meeting with my higher self, my frequency of my soul, my soul's essence. So, and we decide what's going to happen for the day. And let me tell you, sometimes it works out really well. And it's like bada boom, bada bang. And we are able to accomplish a lot more than I would have if I didn't do that. So, closing thoughts. When you honor your soul's frequency, you align with the rhythm of your highest self. Let me say that again. When you honor your soul's frequency, you align with the rhythm of your highest self. This is not about striving or achieving or doing. It's about listening and being. Allowing and trusting your soul already holds the wisdom that you seek, and it does. So, I have a quote for you as well. The quote is, "Your soul is always singing. When you quiet the noise, you finally hear the song." And that's from me, Dr. Dolores Fazzino. So, I just invite our audience to subscribe, like, or leave a review on your favorite platform. Share the episode with somebody who could benefit. Join your I'm Awake Now What membership community for deeper support and experiential practices on your self-awakening journey. Just remember, we are in interesting times. It's a journey, not a destination. And you're going to be enriched as you continue to step forward on your path. Even though it may seem uncertain, your certainty within yourself is what is going to lead you to your next steps. So be kind to yourself. Ask what love would do. Be compassionate with yourself and know that you are worth it. So stay tuned and next week, and we're going to have another vibrational shift opportunity. And when we return, we will take care of that. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.